June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A hop step and a fadeaway. No, the rebound for Gongba. And an outlet pass for Cooper Flagg. In on Hildreth, crossed him, over, and threw it down! My goodness, what a move in the paint!
That is the voice of David Shumate. He is the play-by-play voice of the Duke Blue Devils. He is our next guest here on 105 Through the Fan. It is the 8 o'clock hour on Sean and RJ. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt. Peyton at 8 alongside Sean on vacation. Back next week. College kegger coming up at 8:20. But last night, it was the Mavericks drafting Cooper Flagg number one in the NBA draft. This isn't Cooper Flagg day. It's Cooper Flagg week. Let's be fair. It's Flagg week. So good morning, David. Thanks for popping on with us.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So your first impression of Cooper when he first walked on campus was what?
You know, you get to see him in summer workouts and stuff before they get into the official practices where the season begins. And obviously, you see the ability, you see the length and all that stuff that comes with the raw talent that he has. But the first thing that honestly jumped out to me, you know, he's 17 years old, you know, he reclassified to get into college a year early, was how much he was just kind of a guy who likes to be in the gym and likes to be around basketball and loves playing with his teammates. And that sort of stuff, that was obvious right from the jump. But like he's good at the interview stuff. He's good at all the external stuff that goes around it. But he just loves basketball. He loves practicing. He loves everything that goes with being a part of a team. And I think that's what Dallas got. In addition to obviously generational talent, they got a guy that's immediately going to have a huge impact on their locker room.
So we've heard a lot of people from, I think Coach K said it, Jay Billis said it, that this is the best Duke player ever. Like, I know you haven't been, you weren't there in the 90s, or best Duke freshman ever, I guess. Is that?
I was going to put a caveat on that. Grant Hill might have something.
Yeah, right? So, like, you know, because, you know, even Grant as a freshman, I mean, they won the title that year. Now, he was not, you know, they had Leighton and Hurley, too. But is that basically the consensus that he's the best Duke freshman of all time?
Yeah, I mean, and from a freshman standpoint, and look, I've been doing the games the last 8 years, and obviously Zion was this unique thing that came through with his power and Banchero, and we've seen what he's doing with Orlando. But in terms of a complete player as a freshman, I'd obviously have to agree. There's been no one like Cooper. I'm sure you guys have already run through it, basically led the team in every statistical category a year ago. I think he had one fewer blocks than Maluach did, but obviously he missed the ACC tournament, probably would have led that category as well. Just the way he does everything on both ends of the floor is very unique, and it's something that, you know, you asked about kind of my first impression. The thing that always stood out to him as the year moved along was, and it's something that I don't know if it came across so much if you're watching on TV versus being there in person, is how much the game revolved around him in terms of what the other teams had to game plan. How he was able to affect the game, even if he didn't have the basketball in his hand, was wild to watch on both ends of the floor. Just a very unique player, and I would tend to agree with probably the best freshman that's ever come through Duke.
David, when you saw Cooper Flagg, and obviously he came there with a lot of hype, and he lived up to that hype in a lot of ways, but was there anything about him or about his game that when you watched him during the season surprised you or that you feel like, man, I know we talk about the defense or this or that that he's able to do, but man, this aspect of his game is something that just doesn't get enough focus and is really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe it does get focused, but I think it's worth repeating of he's a guy that's just as comfortable having 12 assists and 10 points as he is having 35 points. And to me, that is just so rare for someone at that age of knowing what is the right play. He has the ability to take the game over and can shoot it, can get to the rim, has the mid-range game, can do whatever you want to from that respect. But it's a nightmare for other teams defensively because if you do want to try to take him out of the game with a double team or hedging to his side, he immediately always knows how to make the right play and where to go with the basketball. And that sort of stuff to me is just rare to see that supreme confidence to know I can go get it done, but also what is the right basketball play in any given moment. You knew it, you heard about it, but it was another thing to see in person, and the consistency of that throughout the course of the season was one of the reasons Duke had such a historic season, was he was able to do that. And you want to talk about a guy that's fun to play with and gets other guys involved. When other guys know that that's going to be the case, it helps the entire product on the offensive end because everyone's moving more because they know they're going to get the basketball. That to me was very impressive, again, for a kid that turned, man now, but he turned 18 last December.
David, you know, we're talking with David Shumate here, Duke play-by-play voice with Cooper Flagg coming to the Mavericks last night. You know, we were obviously a couple of years ago, Derek Lively ended up here, and he was a guy who I think everybody immediately was blown away by, like, this is such a mature, prepared, grown up, you know, 18, 19 year old. But like, this is a genuine man at such a young age. Is that sort of the same sort of perspective on Cooper Flagg? Because we hear a lot about the maturity and the competitiveness and stuff like that. Is it similar to the Derek Lively feeling of just, man, this guy's really advanced just as a person?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, Derek has had some, unfortunately, some personal stuff in his life that has forced him to grow up, you know, as a part of what he's gone through and things like that. But he's very mature. I would say Cooper is a very mature person because of a different set of circumstances. Obviously, his parents have had a huge impact on his life, but also the spotlight that has followed him his entire basketball career and that has continued here at Duke, the being able to handle that. People, you know, with all that praise also comes people wanting to nitpick and pick apart anything that possibly goes wrong. You have one misplay here, you have one situation where maybe you slip in a game here, and everyone is dissecting everything you do, and the ability to handle that and not make excuses and go out and take ownership of what's going on, that to me is where he is obviously a very mature young man for being 18 years old, because he's been through, you know, some of that limelight type stuff, some of that spotlight stuff, some of those big moments that you have to go through. And you can just tell in the way he carries himself that that stuff doesn't bother him and doesn't eat at him in the way, you know, some who may are getting exposed to that for the first time when they go to the league or what have you, that's a growing thing for them. I think he's kind of already been through that and kind of knows how to compartmentalize that, how to focus on the basketball side of things. And obviously, like I said, his close relationship with his parents and obviously his mom's background in basketball has all helped with that growing up. And then obviously his experience here at Duke. So different set of circumstances, but yeah, I would definitely agree that they're both very mature.
David Shumate, Duke play-by-play, joining us here 105 through the Fan. What part of his game, if any, is not NBA ready?
Everyone, see, that's what I was talking about. I'm just kidding. Everyone wants to find something that's wrong. You know, I think there's always going to be I saw a quote, and he did this his whole life of playing with kids that were older than him as he was growing up. When you become dominant, you need to be a group older, regardless of how old you happen to be at that moment. But I think for any NBA player, this isn't a critique of Cooper in any way, but when you make the jump to the league and the talent that comes with that, when you're looking at everybody, that's definitely going to be an adjustment, a period for anybody that comes in. So I don't know if it's this isn't NBA ready for him, because at the beginning of the year last year, everyone was saying, okay, his 3-point shot maybe wasn't there of where it needed to be. And then he goes on a tear, you know, in January and February, he's killing it from three. And like I said, he's got the mid-range game. He knows how to play one-on-one. So, you know, I'm sure there's an expert out there that can pick apart this little facet or what have you. I think maybe just the adjustment of there's a lot more bodies on the floor that look like you or similar to you than you're going to see at the collegiate level is going to be an adjustment for anybody. But we saw the progression last year in his first year here at Duke, and I wouldn't be surprised to see something similar in his first year in the league, where once he, you know, gets a month or two and figures it out, you know, he starts to dominate that as well, because he has everything you would want from a skill set standpoint.
One more for you here, David, as we talk with David Shoemate, Duke play-by-play voice. Cooper, you know, Kyrie Irving had the ACL tear, and he is going to be out for much of the season. They've been talking about different ways that they might be able to replace Kyrie, whether it's going out and getting a veteran, having somebody on the roster. One of the things that's been suggested is some people are wondering if Cooper Flagg could be sort of like a point forward and maybe control some of the offense early. Do you think his game is at a point right now where he could potentially come right in and start playing a point guard role, essentially, and running the offense for Dallas?
No question. I mean, we're talking about different ways to differentiate him, his basketball IQ, but also just the way he studies the game, his relationship with John Shire, the way they were always talking about schemes and things like that. Look, I've been around it for a while now. It was interesting to watch him throughout the course of the season when they were, you know, practicing running sets, what have you, when, you know, he's getting a blow and he wasn't one of the five that was on the floor, how he's pointing out little intricacies to his teammates. And to me, that to me speaks to the ability to go out and run the offense, the knowledge of the entirety of the offense, not just his role within it. Obviously at Duke, he did play that role where he point forward, whatever you want to call it, he could run the offense and bring it up the floor. So he certainly has that skill set, but his knowledge for the game and his understanding of offenses and things that you need to do and where other people need to be. We talked about his passing earlier. I definitely think that's something, if needed, that is a facet of his game. And to me, that would be a no-brainer if needed.
Hey, David, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for popping on.
Appreciate it, fellas.
There's David Shoemate, the Duke play-by-play voice, joining us here on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Okay, so this is Mavs drafted Cooper Flagg last night. This is immediately after the pick. You know, you pick, you shake the hand of the commissioner, you give him a hug, and they just walk you right over to Monica McNutt.
They do, and we might have an issue here with this audio. I'm going to need you to judge if this is a problem. Okay.
Okay.
Let's listen to this audio, and at the end of it, we're going to have to see if this is a problem.
Thank you so much, Cooper. The moment has been realized. How are you feeling?
Feeling amazing. It's a dream come true, to be honest. I wouldn't want to share it with anybody else.
You mentioned sharing it with anybody else. We've got the flag five here. How much have these people meant in getting you here?
I mean, I wouldn't be here without these people right here and all my people back home in Maine. Five people up in the box up there. They're here for me, and I wouldn't be here without them. So it just means so much to see everybody here and supporting me.
Mom Kelly, Dad Ralph are here. But when you put the ball in your son's hand, what did you hope to instill to him that a night like this might come true?
I just hope that he loved the game as much as we always have. And, you know, we're just thrilled that he did love it and he got to this moment. It's incredible.
All right. We've got the whole contingency here. We need to set the record straight, guys. Did Mom actually lose to Cooper in the last game?
No. No, it's not a loss. It was a timeout in the game. It's just been an extended timeout.
Okay, so that's the way it goes. I think it goes to you, Mom, for helping get it to this moment. Congratulations, Cooper.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy the night, you guys. Back up to you.
So here's the thing. I was like, what game are they talking about? I hadn't heard the story, apparently. And ESPN then reset it. He had actually never beaten his mom in a game of pickup basketball. She was a college basketball player. And when he was in sixth grade, he had gotten to 6'2". His mom's 5'8". He had still never beat her. Okay? They're playing a game. He's up 9'8". She's got the ball. She dribbles to the left. And as she dribbles, she felt something give in her knee. And she has not taken the basketball court yet. She said, timeout, my knee. And they haven't played since. So she said it's a timeout that'll never be resumed. But he was winning by one. So he never beat his mom at basketball. Does that concern you, Chop?
No, not yet.
It's not a red flag?
No. Sixth grade. You could be 6'2 in sixth grade. You're still sixth grade strength.
Yeah, but it's your mom.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying, if he's 6'2, he should. I would think. You remember Scalabrine was talking about in sixth grade, he was like a prodigy. So why aren't we signing mom up to play for the team, too? Man, need a point guard for a little bit.
I don't know. Here, you know what I took from that? Is Monica McNutt like 6'5"? She was like eye level with all these players last night. Like she was like Con Knepel, and I'm like, I thought she was like
maybe she was in heels.
Maybe she was like those are some big heels. I'm like, I'm pretty sure
she's 6 feet tall.
okay, that's not 6'5". Like, she was like eye level with like Con Knepel. And like all these players, were the players on a lower level because like all their families were like eye level with them too? Were the families on a box?
Boxes to stay
like,
about.
What are we doing here? Yeah. I was like, how tall? Everybody in this thing is like 6'8".
Could be.
It just surprised me. So there you go. There's the Duke play-by-play and then the Cooper Flagg interview as soon as he was drafted by your Dallas Mavericks. College football in Texas has its secret weapon. And shots fired at Arch Manning from a legend. It's the College Kegger. It's next on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
You, RJ Choppy, have described SMU, the SMU Ponies, as what?
A sleeping giant.
A sleeping giant because of all that sweet, sweet moolah, all that cash
that
they got.
And the fertile, very fertile recruiting base that is here in North Texas.
That is absolutely what North Texas is. It is a fertile base. As we do the college football kegger here on 105 Through the Fan, Sean and RJ. Sean Sharif is out. He will be back next week. I'm Bobby Belt. He's RJ Choppy. We got Peyton Russell on the board with Khaki Kev, Kevin Walker over his shoulder, and then Aiden Butler on video today. CBS Sports says, no, no, no. You have it all wrong. This is not Cody Benjamin either. So we know this might be good. But CBS Sports says, no, the sleeping giant is in Texas, but it is not the SMU Mustangs, Chop. Instead, it is the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Ooh, baby.
One Peyton Russell's Texas Tech Red Raiders, since that's really his team, as we can tell. This is a good article that breaks down all the different ways that Tech has decided to really attack the NIL era. So,
I mean, they just won went to the Women's College World Series final. They went to it, and they went to it on the backs of a $1 million pitcher.
Yeah, and this is where a lot of this money came from. So the money is being funneled in by Cody Campbell.
It's the Marauder Club. Is that what it's called? The Marauder Fund or something like that?
I believe that was what the name of it was. But yeah, Cody Campbell it was called Matador Club.
Matador.
So he has been the big financial commitment behind this. And Cody Campbell was a former offensive lineman at Texas Tech, and he went on to become this big...
It's a great story.
He became this billionaire energy tycoon.
It's a great story. He leaves. I've met somebody who's like close with him, and yeah, he went and he just decided like, hey, I'm leaving school. I'm done with school. I'm going to get into oil and gas. And he basically If you've watched Landman, he's money.
They refer to him in this article as the Landman.
Yeah, he's money.
And so he is the billionaire West Texas Landman. And he has been a big time supporter of Texas Tech for years. 2022, when NIL really popped off, he had really started funneling money in there, was part of Matador Club, which they were allocating $25,000 each to support 100 athletes is basically what the initial program investment was. Well, last summer, it was about a year ago, he had, according to the story from CBS, he had gotten together several decision makers with Texas Tech, including Joey McGuire. And they had sat there and just kind of talked about, like, what do you need from us? Financially, how can we really compete, throw money at things, and become a big-time player? And so at that sit-down with a number of different people there at Texas Tech, including Joey McGuire, they developed this plan that strategically they were going to spend their money by, all right, we can't just dollar for dollar outmatch Alabama, outmatch Texas. We can't do that. What we can do is we can beat them in strategically spending on certain sports and certain positions in those sports. So, for instance, the $1 million to the softball pitcher at the football team, they have thrown a ton of money in the trenches. Mm-hmm. So they're investing in offensive and defensive line, and they knew they had about a year to really attack the market while it was still uncapped before regulations were going to come in, which are coming in, what, we're 5 days away from the market getting capped in NIL, July 1st?
Yeah, I think so.
So they've spent this last year aggressively hunting the portal, spending a ton of cash on specifically the offensive and defensive line, strategically looking at different positions they could, you know, really attack. And through that, they ended up having the number 2 ranked portal class in the entire country this year.
They're going to be pretty good, man.
They've set themselves up to now that the cap is in place, or the cap is going to be in place, the idea is, all right, we've spent our money. We're going to establish ourselves as a powerhouse. We're going to get going. We're going to win this year. And then that will bring in more money. And when we get into capped years, we're going to be able to compete at a higher level as one of the Texas schools.
They went full on blue chips.
It is. Yeah. This is like, all right, let's spend like no tomorrow. To you remember they had the we had talked about the uncapped year potential in the NFL a couple of years back when the CBA was expiring. The idea was, man, that would make things go nuts because you could have people just saying, all right, 1 year, let's spend all our money, really commit to this and get in a position to where we can win a Super Bowl, and then we'll just deal with the financial consequences of it on the back end. And that's sort of what Texas Tech did, although they're not going to be in a bad position. They've got plenty of cash. They're flush with money. Again, it's not to Texas and Alabama levels, but Tech feels like we're really going to aggressively spend now in this year, build things up, and then when the cap year hits, we'll have built ourselves in a strong position. Yeah.
Man, they're doing a great thing. My guy William Green, his kid is in eighth grade. He's I think he's in Trophy Club.
Mm-hmm.
Already got an offer.
Damn.
From Tech. Running back. Pretty cool.
302, Texas Tech versus SMU final would be awesome. Boy, could you imagine?
Could you imagine?
College football would not be happy with that.
No.
Texas would love it. College football would hate it.
College football would hate that.
This is interesting, though. Because what was the article we read when SMU had moved conferences was, they said the line was, OF, here come the billionaires.
Yes.
That's the concern.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got so much of this Texas cash from oil tycoons or whatever else who went to schools around here and are now like, I'm throwing money at my program.
Yeah.
And that's why this cap is going to level some of it again, but man, that uncapped potential was allowing them to spend tons of money.
Yeah, it is. That's a really good article on Texas Tech and the Matador Club that they've got there. So now let's go down to Austin.
Let's do it.
Steve Spurrier. He had thoughts on Arch Manning. He says most people are picking Texas to win the SEC. They've got Arch already winning the Heisman. My question is, if he is this good, how come they let Quinn play all the time last year and he was a 7th round pick? Man, there is no better trash talker in sports. There's no better trash talker as a coach. No better quote as a coach in coaching history than Steve Spurrier.
Any coach, period?
I mean,
dude, Parcells was a great quote.
He's a great quote, but I mean, the from the you can't when Tennessee would go to the Citrus Bowl every year, can't spell citrus without UT or this. I mean, the comments the snide remarks you make about Florida academics at other places. I mean, this guy had Bill was a better quote from like a learning things about the sport, you know, like authoritative quotes.
Yeah, like there's levels
don't
to it.
Be a celebrity
like John
quarterback.
Wooden is Mr. like inspirational quote.
Yes, Bill was not inspirational, but Bill was like theory of the game quote.
Bill would talk trash to his own players.
He would. This guy though was the best at taking shots at other teams.
Oh man, I'm trying to think if there's anybody who compares. There's got to be somebody else, right? Help us out, Fantex, if you can think of somebody who is on this level of Spurrier. Spurrier's great. I'm not saying...
Bill was better at, like, football sayings.
Gosh, I just remember Bill. Yeah. It was in New England when Terry Glenn was hurt. You remember this?
Yeah.
They're like, how's he doing? He goes, she's doing good.
Really well, yeah.
He could not do that today. No. Oh, my gosh. But
well, I mean, he had a couple here that got him in trouble.
Yeah. This is a little spicy, though, from mm-hmm. Spurrier. So is something bugging him? Something bugging the old ball coach?
I think he just hates the Mannings.
I was going to say, is this still Manning hatred?
Yeah, I really think it is.
That's get over it.
It's been 30 years, and he never lost to him.
A lot of people say Mike Leach on the Fantasy.
Oh, Leach was great.
Leach was great. Leach was a great quote. Yep, no doubt.
Popovich?
Pop is dismissive, I feel like, of media. I don't know that he talks a lot of smack at other people. Is just the Lane. Lane Kiffin will take so many side swipes against opponents.
That
dude cannot. He just will not stop taking shots at Kirby Smart lately.
No, that's true. That's true. It is the college kegger here on 105 through the Fan. Texas State is expecting an offer to join the Pac-12. This is good, and they must accept. It's a must accept. The Pac-12 has a name, and names matter to TV executives, and TV executives are what run. Are what runs
there we go
and ruins sports. Let's be fair, it ruins it too.
Yeah, they ruin it in a lot of ways. The way they run it and help it is just the cash. It helps it grow.
Texas State will be better off though. They have nothing in common with the other schools in the Pac-12 though. Right off the bat, they're going to have nothing in common. They're going to be looked at sideways. Those schools are going to thumb their nose at Texas State. They are. But you know what? Fine, let them take their money, beat the crap out of them, and then take the role in the Big 12 when they come asking.
Dude, Texas schools are starting to shut up a lot of people, though. I mean, Texas went into the SEC and immediately made an impact. You've got Texas Tech, who we just talked about, and what they're building. SMU was Florida State tried to use SMU as an example, was mentioned them in lawsuits. It's like, what a joke this is, right? Like, look, SMU's coming into the conference, and then SMU gets into the college football playoff. You've got Sam Houston State, which was held up as the model last year. There was an article talking about this, that Sam Houston State was like the model of how broke schools basically can still survive in the NIL era and really have success and be able to build something special. So, yeah, I'm not surprised you want to come after Texas school because Texas is – this is where it's at. This is what we do, Chop.
So, one more thing on the NIL, and this is not from the state of Texas, but – I love this because it's naming names. Brett Bielema is calling out Kirby Smart. Says that he tampered with Josh McCray, who entered the transfer portal in April at the end of spring practice, and 2 days later he was a Georgia Bulldog.
Bielema.
I love when coaches name names.
I do too. Bielema, from everything I know, that dude is ass.
Oh,
big
time.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised. And the other thing here, this is what's dangerous about this. And I guess Bielema maybe doesn't have the same sort of struggle at Illinois typically. But the reason why you've seen so many people not name names is because if you do it, you're going
to
get your own stuff dragged out of the closet.
You are.
That's what's going to end up happening.
Yeah. And like, you know, there's no reason that players should get poached, you know, and if they're being ratted on, we need more coaches to call them out. You know, otherwise the big, big, big dogs are going to get them all, which they are anyway. But, you know, if someone's trying to poach your players, call them out.
Yeah, I totally get it. It's just, you are putting yourself out there. You're exposing yourself for your own hypocrisies, potentially, which if you're comfortable with that, go ahead and do it. So if Brett Bielema's comfortable with that, That's great, and he should be that. College football kegger here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean and RJ. Sean Sharif is out this week. I'm Bobby Belt. He's RJ Choppy. Peyton, Kevin Walker, Aiden Butler hanging around with us today.
Everyone's here.
Is happy wife, happy life the key to winning a Super Bowl? Let's talk about it. That's next in Below the Belt. Right here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt. Is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. The guiding principle for every Super Bowl champion is happy wife, happy life.
Okay.
Let's talk about it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. Now, you're going to be hard. It's going to be hard to sway you on this one.
Well, look, I mean, isn't that the recipe for success and anything is happy wife, happy life?
In general, but you're a guy who doesn't believe in culture as a needle mover. And so if you don't believe in culture as a needle mover, it's like, just go out there and play some games. Who cares where the wife's temperament is? But it does matter. It's going to matter because here's the thing, Chop. If there's a problem at home, if he's hearing an earful at home, he's not going to be playing at his best. Whoever that is, he's going to be distracted. He's going to have a lot going on. You ever get a text, like a text fight in the middle of the show, throws you off your game. I get them, and it throws me off. It's like, all right, that segment wasn't great.
Happens.
Threw it off. If I got happy wife, happy life, show's better. That's the way it is. And we're going to talk about it here in just a second because the Cowboys got some high marks in regards to them. We're going to be hanging out in Oxnard, California, just about a month from now. Cowboys actually released the training camp schedule.
Right.
They'll be out there on the 20th. KNC will be out there on the 21st. We're going to be out there on the 28th. And it's going to be a good old time. I'm excited for Oxnard this year. We're going to give you all the best Cowboys coverage.
I believe
we're going to see Brian Broaddus will be out there the entire camp trip, I think, is what it sounded like. So Broaddus will be out there giving you all the best details. Okay, so this NFLPA survey that comes out every year on different things like the training staff, the dietitians, basically everything to do with the organization, right? And the day-to-day operations of it. One of the areas that it always gets a focus or an area of focus is just in general the amenities for families or how well their treatment of families is. And ESPN has this write-up about how NFL teams are reacting to the survey on family treatment, which some teams got really poor marks. After home games for the first five seasons of Jesse Bates' career, the former Bengals safety had to leave the stadium to find his family. Now in Atlanta, Bates meets his family in a suite in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome after home games, where there's food and a place, quote, our families can be able to connect on a different level. Bates said, I think that's what separates us compared to a lot of other organizations. They write, it's kind of a subtle distinction that can matter a lot to NFL players. In February, when the NFL Players Association released their annual report cards, the Bengals received the lowest score, an F-.
Oh, no.
In the treatment of families category.
I thought only Bassett gave out F-.
The Falcons received an A, the second highest grade. The report cards are based on a survey of almost 1,700 players across the league administered from August 26th to November 20th and includes grades on everything from head coach to team travel, all of that jazz. But ESPN spoke to a bunch of different people about the treatment of family section. And this is one area, actually, where the Dallas Cowboys score pretty high. Because you remember, they didn't have, I can't remember what all they had that was, it wasn't quite registering as high. I think they said some of the, like, weight stuff, the weight training or wasn't.
With the Cowboys? Yeah. It was the training staff, yeah.
That's what it was. The Dallas Cowboys, they write, provide childcare on game days, but the fun starts before that. The day before a Sunday game at AT&T Stadium, the Cowboys host players' families for lunch, bringing in things like ice cream trucks and coffee trucks. The Cowboys call it FIT, F-I-T, or Family Ice Cream Time.
Ain't nothing fit about ice cream, but I love it. I am all about it. It's worth the extra pounds, baby.
Which allows, quote, time for our significant others to be up here around each other, Cowboys right tackle Terrence Steele said. Steele says that means a lot. In fact, when you go down the list a little bit, after home games, Cowboys special teams ace C.J. Goodwin, the second longest tenured Cowboy, knows where his family will be, the Landry Room. Named after the Cowboys Hall of Fame coach, it's a private club
area. No way. What? That's where they got the name for that?
That is.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I could say something, but I'm not going to. It's a private club area inside AT&T Stadium. Each player gets...
Are you anti
No, 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 no. That's not what I was going to say. Each player gets two free tickets to the area, which includes food, drinks, and, quote, anything you want. Cowboys players rated the post-game family area 9.05 out of 10, ranking them second out of 32 teams. Consequently, you look on the other side, a veterans Jaguar player who asked for anonymity said he would like a dedicated, secure inside area for families to meet up after the game. Last year, for example, the space was a tent outside the players' entrance to the stadium locker room. That's not good. So this is a little thing, right? It's a small thing, the way you can handle families, treat families, do whatever else. But we've seen this come up recently as a problem. Juan Soto was rumored to have signed with the Mets organization in part because of how he felt his family was treated by the Yankees. So is it worth making sure you are the absolute best in this area, especially when there's no salary cap there? You are the absolute best, or do you think this is more a peripheral topic where it should just be a series of standards that you need to meet? Not necessarily do the bare minimum, but like, here's the standards. Everybody should have this. And going above that is really not necessary. Just make sure they have general access.
I don't know. The Soto stuff, I don't know that I buy.
You and Michael K both.
Well, I mean, I think the issue with that is that he just tried to bring him in without like letting anybody know, and they just said, "You're just come on in." I think that was the issue with it.
It wasn't just a one-time thing. Though. It was the suite. He had the other things that he wanted to get set up for.
And
them,
that was
they said,
like,
no.
They're not giving us. They don't give suites away. That's fine. Whatever. That's their policy. I think this is something like you want to be. It's good to be good in this area. It matters to people. The Cowboys do it first class. There is no doubt about that. I wish it translated to wins.
Yeah, I think it's easy to look at it, though, and say it's part of a fully, like a holistic approach to having success.
Right.
Like, that needs to be an aspect of
like,
it.
Like, who are the best teams in the NFL right now? You've got Buffalo, KC, Philly, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit's been a mess for 50 years. Kansas City has some of the oldest facilities in the entire league. Doesn't Buffalo train in a barn dominium?
Let me see here. Let me look at this. Okay, treatment of families. Let's just look at the list and see who was near the bottom. F-, the Bengals. They were underperforming last year.
They were. They were in the Super Bowl like 3 years
ago. F, the Jaguars. Well, yeah. I mean, it could be 3 years ago. I don't know how much has changed. Jaguars got an F. Who got the A's on the list? A-plus, the Minnesota Vikings.
Good
historic
team.
Overperformers.
And they have had two great free agent classes.
The other teams with A's, Falcons, underperforming. Dolphins, probably underperforming. Cowboys, probably underperforming. Seahawks, and then that rounds out the group there. But I don't think it's in general. If you were to look at,
it's good to have. It's gooder to have a quarterback.
It's gooder.
Let me use the word gooder.
The team with the highest cumulative grades are the Vikings and the Dolphins. So if you take a look at it through that lens, then, I mean, the Vikings pretty consistently overperform.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins have some of their own issues, but those are also some changes that have recently been made. They took the ping pong tables out, remember?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was a problem. But for a long time, Washington was ranked way at the bottom of this list. Mm-hmm. And they've really come up since then. And you're starting to see some improvements. So I just think it's interesting. We need another change, though. Right. Not just the better treatment of families and everything else that goes along with that. This is a great idea from one Cam Jordan. Over at Fanatics Fest over the weekend, Jordan Schultz and Keegan-Michael Key were moderating a discussion between Cam Jordan and Draymond Green. And they asked Cam Jordan about a rule that should be changed in the NFL. And I think he hit the exact one on the head.
Dumbest rule in the NFL today.
The dumbest rule in the NFL today, Cam?
It's, for the fans, I think it's the excessive celebration. Like, boy, if you don't let them celebrate.
Please.
Like, they scored a touchdown. They dragged three defenders on their back. Let them. I got a sack off quarterback. Give me 5 seconds. Like, if that, put the spotlight on me. I'm going to hit the levels. I'm going to hit one of these. In fact, I'm going to kick him while he's down, and I'm going to go about my way. But, like, let us celebrate. It's okay to taunt. Like, bring back taunting. Let me talk my
shit.
I agree. Let him do it. To me, this is a thing that I hate. If you want less of the jersey swapping and less of the, like, hey, we're all buddies here, and you want to bring back some of the nastiness to it, let people start really talking in somebody's ear when they do something. Stop with the taunting stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's taunting being bad. I will never understand why the NFL has gone in such an aggressive direction of, like, Augusta decorum with celebrating.
Well, I mean, so remember the was it the Pippen dunk over Ewing where he kind of, like...
Yeah, he literally just, like, straddled him.
I want that.
Or the Allen Iverson, the aggressive 1-2 right over Ty Lue.
Yeah, I want more of that.
It's an iconic moment.
Oh, I want more of that.
Where, like, and that's been lost, and that's a big part of, like, oh, no, you got to lay the quarterback down, tell him a story, put him to sleep, sing him a bedtime song.
Kiss him on the cheek.
If you score a touchdown. Now, they've gotten better about touchdown celebrations. They've eased up on the unsportsmanlike conduct stuff for that. But let's bring back a little bit of John. Hockey's got the aspect of there's guys who will mix it up and get into it and nothing happens. Just let it be part of the game.
Like, I still want to see a player, you know, because they, you know, Randy Moss pulled his pants down and did a fake moon.
Yeah.
The
disgusting act by Moss, according to Jim.
I want somebody to squat like they're on a toilet and have the football behind him and then drop the football.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Like, I mean, we have come further away from T.O. gets flagged for putting a football down and acting like it's a pillow and he's napping. After a report had come out that week, he was falling asleep in team meetings.
Right.
Which is great.
It was great. It was so much great awareness.
Stop killing that. Don't kill that. And bring it up a level.
I love trash.
Develop some nastiness there. One more here and below the belt. We talked about Diontae Johnson yesterday, the new Browns receiver who decided he was going to declare who was going to win the Browns quarterback competition, which seemed a little weird for a player to do. And we were talking about it and saying, like, all right, is this him sticking up for his boy? Is he trying to stir things up? Is he just kind of dumb? He might just be kind of dumb, Chop. In this same podcast, there's another quote that's leaking out of this. Apparently, you remember he got traded from the Steelers to the Ravens and Mike Tomlin wouldn't even talk about him.
Right.
And it acted like he was nobody. The Ravens had him for a couple weeks, had to suspend him. They never said why. Had to suspend him, and then they cut him, and he ended up in Carolina. Well, we now know why he got suspended. He told them on this podcast that he was asked to go into the game in the fourth quarter. It was 41 degrees, and he told them it's too cold. He said, I wasn't getting into no run plays, no passing plays or nothing. It was cold. End of the third, going into the fourth, they were like, Tay, we need you. I was like, nah, I don't think it's a good idea for me. Like, my legs were ice cold, and I didn't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film. It's not like I didn't want to go into the game, but leading up to this point, I'd been through so much. I told them I'm not fixing to go in, so I just sat on the bench, and that's why they suspended me. I would never bring this dude into my Beltane.
Dude, he sounds like an
41 degrees, it's too cold, and I'm going to put bad film out there. What a dope.
He really sounds like a piece of work.
just that. Now it makes sense why he was even weighing in on the quarterback competition in Cleveland. He's just kind of an idiot.
Yeah, he seems like it. Refusing to go into games. Just a headache. Just an absolute headache. But, I mean, there you go. That's what you get. That's what you get sometimes from players and all. Professional sports. B-Lo.
B-Belt.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's Sean and RJ. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. We got the Red Zone coming up at 9:20. Crosstalk with KNC Masterpiece at 9:40. But our old friend, our still friend,
that's
Derek
he.
Holland, Dutch Oven, joins the show coming up next on 105 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.